Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, international travel has been difficult when not impossible. Along with being inconvenient, it has limited the ability to conduct normal cultural exchanges, particularly for educational purposes. One of the nations that is not currently accepting most travelers from the U.S. is Japan. But Japan remains one of Alaska's most significant economic partners. All the more reason why a cross-cultural relationship between Alaska and Japan is important. To support continuing such exchanges despite the hindrances of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Consular Office of Japan in Anchorage is accepting entries during their Japan-Alaska Friendship Video Campaign. The application period started on the 1st of December, ending on February 26th. The contest is open to residents of cities in Alaska that have sister cities in Japan. Video submission should aim to energize sister city relationships between Alaska and Japan with original videos from residents or cultural groups within the sister cities. The theme is lasting friendship, and videos should showcase what makes sister city relationships so important, the aspects of life on the Kenai that you consider to be special, worth sharing with friends in Japan. The Kenai Peninsula is home to more Japanese sister cities than any other borough in the state. Kenai is partnered with Akita, Homer with Teshio, and Seward with Abihiro. Michael Hughes of the Consular Office says the videos only need to celebrate what makes your community special, no professional effects required.
I think a lot of people look at this and think it'd be interesting to make a video. I think the number one barrier for people is just to understand you do not have to be a professional videographer to make this. Because, you know, just do your best and we'd be happy to see it.
A full list of submission guidelines can be found at our website, RadioKenai.com. Essentially, share the best of your community, upload it to YouTube, and their guideline list explains the rest. No details are yet available regarding what the prizes will be, but Hughes says they will be good prizes. The primary aim is to celebrate a continued cultural exchange with Japan, but the office reminded KSRM News that this is a proper contest, so expect prizes that are worthwhile. The state of Alaska's Department of Health and Social Services held a meeting to offer an overview of the COVID-19 vaccine distribution in the state during Phase 1A. The meeting was held online Thursday evening. Sandra LeClaire, Deputy Director of the COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force, provided an overview of how the vaccine landed in Alaska.
The federal government purchased COVID-19 vaccine from manufacturers in order to provide it free of charge to the states. At the time that the emergency use authorization was granted, they assessed the amount of vaccine that was available, having been manufactured, and from that, they allocated vaccine to each state according to each state's population. The allocated doses from the Indian Health Services are specifically for tribes and were based on tribal populations.
The phases of distribution were also explained.
For phase one, this is when we are in limited inventory, which is focused distribution for certain populations. Phase 1A has tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3, and then there's phase 1B. For phase 2, this is when we will have a larger inventory with increased availability to the population. And then phase 3 is when there's sufficient inventory ongoing.
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.